I'm here with Bob Haddad, friend of mine and also friend of Faith, Hope, and Love. And we're just talking, having lunch here, regarding what the faith community can do to bring transformation in our neighborhoods. So here's Bob, and he will share his perspective. And just give us a little introduction of yourself and what other organizations you belong, serve with.
Well, my name is Bob Haddad, and I have kind of a varied background, both in business and in nonprofit. I worked for a family business for almost 15 years and in the nonprofit world for almost 10. I currently facilitate a nonprofit leadership group that meets monthly. To answer Merlin's question, one of the scriptures that has really led my life is when Jesus tells his people, the church, that whatever we do for the least of these, we do for him. And that has really impacted me as someone who has been blessed throughout my life in many, many ways. It changed my attitude and my approach to life to really look for opportunities, even the smallest opportunities, to reach out and serve others, to look for ways that I can help others discover their own greatness, improve their lives, whether it be to accomplish a goal, to complete a project, to just give them hope. So I think it's incumbent on all people of faith in their communities to look for those opportunities, and they are abundant if we look for them each and every day, and we're open and willing to pause and take our time to be less self-centered and other-centered. One other comment I will make and made to Merlin earlier as he and I met for lunch was that I believe that all the people out there who are struggling really want more than anything an opportunity, and it's incumbent on us and our charge by Christ to give them opportunity, to improve their own lives. And that would be for somebody who wants to start a business. How can we help them get that opportunity? For someone who wants to launch a church, how can we give them the opportunity to launch that church? To someone who wants to start a food pantry, how can we help them get the opportunity to start a food pantry or start a special school? Whatever it is, they want opportunity. They don't want handouts. They don't want to be someone who's on entitlements. They want opportunity to prove to themselves and to others that they too can contribute and add value to society. So hopefully that's helpful. And Merlin, thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts.
Thank you, Bob. That just reminds me of what we share with our volunteers as well, that each of us has been given, you know, the ability and also the vision and the calling. And what we do is just to come alongside them and walk alongside them towards their destiny. And that could be short walk with them, or that could be long with them. It's up to the Lord. And but yeah, I appreciate your sharing, and God bless you.